And with a first look at what it says in Friday morning's newspapers, here's Padraig Lodge.
The May Day newspapers contain plenty of speculation about what we can expect to hear in the Taoiseach's announcement later today. The Irish Times believes the current restrictions will largely remain in place for a number of weeks, possibly a fortnight. Numerous ministers are reported to have pressed the Chief Medical Officer for an easing of the restrictions on the over 70s, and there is an acknowledgement now, according to the paper, that ministers may have to diverge from medical advice at some point. One source is quoted as saying today's cabinet meeting may not be all plain sailing. The Irish Independent is predicting a two-week extension to the restrictions. It also reports that workplaces will be closed down for breaches of social distancing. The Health and Safety Authority will be given new powers to inspect and shut down workplaces if they do not comply with the soon-to-be-published guidelines for reopening businesses. A report from health correspondent Eilish O'Regan tells us that a majority of specialists who care for older people are in favour of advising the over 70s that they can go for a daily walk. It's understood that geriatricians have told the National Public Health Emergency Team that the physical and mental health benefits would outweigh the risk. The Irish Daily Mail reports that ministers spent 2 hours trying to convince Dr. Tony Houlihan to ease the over 70s restrictions, and the paper says senior government figures are working on a formula which would see a new exercise advisory issued for older people. The Irish Examiner is also expecting an extension, with Dr. Houlihan warning against relaxing restrictions, saying any change could put the country's intensive care facilities in difficulty. May Day Nightmare is the headline in the Irish Daily Mirror. Fed up Ireland faces lockdown until May 18th amid claims people have lost faith in the handling of the pandemic. In its editorial, it says the people are doing their best and cannot take any blame for this. We need hope, Taoiseach. Give us a little bit today. The Irish Examiner gives front page coverage to comments from the Taoiseach Simon Coveney that the Green Party can forget its demand for a 7% reduction in carbon emissions. Mr. Coveney told the paper that Fine Gael would not tolerate any move which hurts farmers and decimates rural towns, even if it means causing a second general election. There's a warning to the public in the Irish Daily Mirror about an expected increase in fly infestations in the coming months. Empty buildings belonging to businesses that have been shut down temporarily could be particularly susceptible to infestations, that's according to Rentokil. Hotel guests will be expected to eat breakfast in their rooms and will not be allowed to use gym facilities when hotels eventually reopen. The Dalata Hotel Group CEO Pat McCann told the Irish Daily Star that guests will be required to wear face masks if they're staying at one of their hotels. The Irish Daily Sun reports on the BBC's plans to resume filming of EastEnders next month, a move which follows the return to filming earlier this week of the Australian soap Neighbours. And Lidl apologises after furniture furore. That's the headline above an Irish Examiner article by Owen English. Lidl said it couldn't have anticipated the demand which saw hundreds of people queue outside its stores from dawn yesterday for deals on barbecues and garden furniture. A garden furniture set, including a sofa, table and two armchairs, required at least two people to carry it out from the store, and this is thought to have contributed to the large crowds.